brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, it is Friday, the 28th day of June 2013. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours, and I'm very excited that Gerald Celente is here in Austin, Texas, and is going to be in studio with us. Need to button my top button for TV viewers. Looks like I'm trying to be a David Hasselhoff wannabe, but only Paul Watson, who's actually the illegitimate son of David Hasselhoff, can actually pull it off. In fact, he is secretly, and I'm planning to roll this out very soon, secretly, ladies and gentlemen, he is the Wasselhoff. Anyways, that's secretly his name. Now it's not secret anymore. If you're a radio listener, you're like, what are you talking about? I came in here with my top button unbuttoned, and it looked like I was in a 70s porno movie or something with the chest hair, ladies and gentlemen. All I need is a big gold chain with a crucifix on it or something. And we've got the whole nine yards prepared. And then I can be, well, not quite. I'd be wearing a jungle-type shirt or a tropical shirt. Is that the right word for one of those, a tropical shirt? I've decided today, coming in here, I was exercising this morning, getting more and more angry about the New World Order, getting more and more upset about all the things that are happening in the world. But I really should be positive because so many people are actually starting to wake up. And I think that's just incredibly good news. And so I shouldn't be so negative. And plus, life is not boring. This is a huge action adventure. We're all starring in it. We're only alive once on this beautiful planet hurtling through space. And I'm going to try to bring more light to the show. Because there is a lot of good in the world, a lot of good in the universe. In fact, there's a lot more good than bad. I tend to focus on the bad because I want the good to become aware of it so that we can burn the tyranny politically, spiritually, intellectually to the ground. And its pyre be a White House on the Hill for future generations to try to avoid the pitfalls that we have fallen into and that other generations before us fell into. I mean, I just love humanity. I'm a fan of our potential, but it's kind of an oxymoron dichotomy in that I'm also disgusted by the lows of humanity and my own lows and just the wanton sloth and decadence and loving failure and loving gibbering and lying and delusionalism and no good deed goes unpunished. I tell you, that African saying is the most true saying in the world, that no good deed goes unpunished. But it doesn't go unrewarded as well. Overall, you'll be blessed. Your progeny will be blessed, but you will be attacked. And Christ said that too. He said, you know, those that love me will be persecuted, and all those that hate me love death. And people that want to be good will be persecuted by the corrupt because they don't like us, ladies and gentlemen. And we need to realize that. And we need to be a little more uppity about things. Those of us that know we're good, know that we care, know that liberty and individualism is the way to go. We've got to take our lives back, take our country back, take our government back. And that's what I'm here to talk about today. Ladies and gentlemen, the news we're going to cover when we get back is all off the chart. Did you know this hasn't broken in the U.S. yet, but it's a big deal? Canadians are calling it Nazi Germany. That's how it's described. I'm going to get to that after the break. They have had Katrina-style gun confiscation there. And we're going to be going over that. Immigration reform bill clears Senate but faces roadblock in the House. Christian Science Monitor reports. I haven't talked a lot about this, but actually the Nightly News covered it on Tuesday. I'm going to talk about it, though, and show the video to TV viewers. Most of you have seen it if you're a radio listener, where this woman is beaten for minute after minute with her children there in a catatonic state of learned helplessness. Why didn't she have a gun? Well, don't worry, they're moving to even ban knives in places like New Jersey for self-defense, because the only crime is defense.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results with your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
In this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. From time to time, we've been tempted to believe that society has become too complex to be managed by self-rule, that government by an elite group is superior to government for, by, and of the people.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Hello, me. Meet the real me and my misfits way of life. Your black past is my
most valued possession.
Hindsight is always 20/20.
Is this a song about Janet Reno or Barack Obama?
Speak of mutually assured destruction.
Monday through Friday, ladies and gentlemen, we're here live. 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, and guess what? We're live right now. It is Friday, 28th day of June 2013. Gerald Celente is going to be in studio with us in the third hour. And look, there is incredible news across the board, and I say this every day and then never get around to doing it. But I'm getting a little better each day, so within a trillion years, I'll actually be able to go through phone calls like I did when I was first on air. I love getting phone calls, and I could take sometimes 100 calls in a show. Now I might take 100 calls in a week, if I'm lucky. But any question you have today, it's open phones for questions only. If you, because I never do this, if you have a question, because they pour in via letters, they pour in at planetinfowars.com, and we have the Ask Alex segment on there at planetinfowars.com, the social network for patriots, to get organized, to go camping, dating. It's all there at planetinfowars.com. And, of course, the other sites are Infowars.com and the nightly news on PrisonPlanet.tv. But I want to open the phones up for your wild card questions on this Friday edition ahead of pharmacist Ben Fuchs and Gerald Celente joining us. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And we will get you up and on the air here today. Any question, I'll try to answer it. Political, religious, personal, anything goes, ladies and gentlemen. Any questions go. Doesn't mean I'll be able to answer all of them, but I'll sure try. 800-259-9231. Wow, there is just so much crazy news going on that it's hard to know where to start. UK may approve creating babies with DNA from three people. And then next will be the government telling you they have to approve the embryo, making sure it doesn't have any disabilities, that's in quotes, and then that allows the genetic engineering. How did I know all this was coming? Because the plan has been on record for a very, very, very long time. So we're going to be getting to all of that coming up. We're also going to continue breaking down the final border control battle in the House of Representatives. Republicans are mocking the Senate bill, and U.S. workers, they're reporting, are being passed over for foreigners. We're going to be breaking all of that down. Christian Science Monitor says that it's cleared the Senate but faces roadblocks in the House. We're going to be going over that as well. And this first broke back on Monday, and we covered it on Tuesday, but we played a clip of it yesterday, and it reminded me of what I've seen go on in England and other places where they've taken the guns from the general public, and how the violent crime increases to record levels, how the home invasions increase. Then you have places in the middle of Europe like Switzerland that has the lowest crime rate in the world because literally everyone is armed. There aren't carjackings. There aren't home invasions. There aren't muggings, except in a few housing project areas of a few of their biggest cities. And that's mainly foreigners who have no history of owning firearms and aren't Swiss citizens, so they don't have guns. You can look at the numbers. It is just such a fact. And then you see the video in New Jersey, in an area where it's almost impossible to own guns, of the woman being beaten and thrown down the stairs, and it goes on minute after minute, while her children, in catatonic fear, are paralyzed in learned helplessness on the couch. Little children. And that's what America is. America is that little child. And I'll be honest with you folks, I am the gun. You are the gun. As adults, you should take up the gun to protect yourself and your family so that a woman can defend herself against a man. It was the Ku Klux Klan that first, in this nation, got laws passed in the South to disarm black people so that groups of whites could gang up racially on black people and beat them and shoot them and kill them. Now, that's called racist, and that's wrong. But today, if you look at the crime statistics, in some areas it's 10 to 1, but it's usually 5 to 1 black-on-white crime. Just the Justice Department-owned numbers. You can look it up. They don't want to publicize them. In fact, in some areas it's even higher. That the media will not say or show the race when it is a black person attacking a white person, because they want to continue to push racial division and have actually sold in many black communities that it's okay to attack white people because we're all bad and deserve it. And then that brings in the whole Trayvon Martin Zimmerman case, of where the witnesses are saying that, sure, well, should he have been falling down the street with a gun? That's probably not a good idea. But the fact is his nose was bloody, his head had lacerations on the back of it. He was reportedly on the ground having his head bounced like a basketball. The question we should ask in this video we're going to play coming up a little bit later while I talk about this is, should that woman be on trial for being attacking that man's fist? Because she's white. And that's racist. And even worse, if she'd had a gun in her own house and shot him, would there be a new Trayvon Martin case? That's a question. That's a question, and I'm not even being sarcastic here, because in England, if you fight back against an attacker in your house, they throw the book at you. If an attacker falls through a skylight, they sue and win against you. If you're being raped and robbed and you stab someone in your own house, they throw the book at you, because the great crime in a tyranny is defending yourself. Because the predatory government does not want the slaves to be armed. They want the monopoly of force, and they want the pliant slave population to be like Jews in Nazi Germany and others, to pliantly, subserviently run into pits when the authority figure says so, holding their hats while they're shot. And then the next group bows, you know, curtsies almost, naked women with their newborn babies and toddlers on their hips. The photos and film reels are out there. Just type in women in pits with children being shot by Nazis. And I have nightmares about that, folks, as I've watched those black and white films growing up on PBS, and I've gone and looked it up myself, and the Nazis themselves filmed it all over Eastern Europe, all over Russia, all over areas they'd taken over. And then I see the footage of that woman not resisting, and I see her child on the couch groveling in fear, and I realize that's America, is learned helplessness. And I'm here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that I'm not going to sit here helplessly while the globalists assault us anymore. And I'm not going to sit here and just go down without a fight. And that laying down and having mass Stockholm syndrome, that's what it is what is bringing this country into so much tyranny. Now, it's the same from Australia to the United States, from Canada to England, to France. When there's an emergency now, they don't just block off the streets when there's a flood or a fire. They come in and the police loot the houses, rob the Walmarts, rob the jewelry stores, and rob the gas stations and things. And you've seen it all over the world, because we have kleptocratic governments now, that even the good cops, they'll just stand down and go home, and the bad cops rule the day, because the bureaucracy's not going to prosecute them, because that would be a PR disaster. So the worst in any society or any office or any department, it's not just the police. I got to be honest, the police on average, compared to a lot of the decadent sectors of the public, in some areas have held it together better than the general population. This whole world is rotting, ladies and gentlemen. It's absolutely rotting. There's no doubt about that. All the numbers, the statistics are there. And now we have this article out of the Calgary Herald. Hell to pay, residents angry at RCMP seize guns from High River homes. And we have a video we're going to go to after the break, and then we're going to go to your phone calls. But, again, we have this article up on Infowars.com. We've got Kurt Nemo writing an article about it. And if you give me a document, Cam, I can show people the article. There it is. Hell to pay, residents angry as RCMP seizes guns from High River homes. It's just like Nazi Germany. There's one of the articles. Here is another one of the headlines. RCMP revealed Thursday that officers have seized a substantial amount of firearms from homes in the evacuation town of High River. We just want to make sure that all of those things are in a spot that we control. It's not like there was looting or rioting and they went and got them. Simply because of what they are, said Sergeant Brian Topham. That news didn't sit well with a crowd of frustrated residents who planned to breach a police checkpoint northwest of the town as the evacuation order stretched into its eighth day. So they locked down a area that had some flooding for 8 days, and you learn the police have just been digging through everybody's houses, violating Magna Carta. They have basically Fourth Amendment up there as well. But by practice and by precedent, possession's nine-tenths the law every time. I mean, they locked down half of or more of Boston, a town of 700,000 people, and went and pointed guns at everybody and shot up cars in L.A. that didn't even look like the same description or same supposed race, during the Dorner hunt. It's they're acting differently. They're acting like mad gangs of control freaks who want to set the precedent during any emergency to come in your house and take your guns, and I'll guarantee you, loot it.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until June 30th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Ladies and gentlemen, over and over again, every time there's fires, every time there are floods, you name it, the police come in and confiscate people's guns. And in the case of Katrina, most people never got their guns back.
They have seized a significant number of.
And we're going to go again to that clip in a moment.
Firearms simply because they were left by residents. In their places, and they are now secure at the detachment.
We're going to go to that clip here in just a moment. When you guys are ready, cue it back up, and I'll go to the clip here and here in just a moment. We're doing some training today in there. Our story's linked up on DrudgeReport.com. Ex-Chicago cop Zimmerman acquittal to cause race riots. That's up on DrudgeReport.com. Social unrest will dwarf the Rodney King and Martin Luther King riots. Right now, are we ready with the clip? Let's go ahead and play that.
Thursday, police revealed they have seized a significant number of firearms from evacuated homes.
We have seized a large quantity of firearms simply because they were left by residents in their places, and they are now secure at the detachment.
That news didn't sit well with an already angry crowd. The confrontation, however, did end peacefully.
So the NSA is watching your every move. Who cares, right? You're not doing anything wrong. Well, as NSA whistleblower William Binney pointed out, you don't get to decide what's wrong. The central government does. In fact, you could be breaking a law right now that you're not even aware of. Take a look at some of these laws that, while they may be outdated and unenforced, most of them are still on the books. It's against the law to take a bite out of someone else's hamburger in Oklahoma. Sporting a goatee in Boston? Well, you better have a permit for that, you whiskery wrongdoer. In Iowa and Eureka, Nevada, it's illegal for a man with a mustache to, under any circumstances, kiss a woman in public. Sorry, ladies and hipsters. A Chicago municipal code from 1911 banned people who were diseased, maimed, mutilated, or deformed to the point of being an unsightly or disgusting object from going out in public.
Ah!
Did you know that it is illegal to fart in public in Florida after 6 p.m.?
Yes, I've heard about that.
Yeah. They're very serious about their clean air there.
Oh, really?
In Indiana, a bill was proposed to make law that the value of pi is 3. Thankfully, a mathematics professor was present in the legislature that day, and the bill didn't pass. In New Hampshire, you may not tap your feet, nod your head, or in any way keep time with the music played in a tavern, restaurant, or cafe. You ever heard of the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act? Well, you've probably violated it. Have you ever signed on to an unsecure Wi-Fi network?
What does unsecure mean? Just like free?
You're sitting in your apartment and someone doesn't have their thing locked down, so you're like, oh, I'm going to go on the internet.
Yes, I have.
Well, that is a federal offense. Have you ever used a fake name when signing up for an internet account?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. That's breaking the law, too.
Also a felony.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So you did not mean to commit a federal crime of hacking when you logged on at Seymour Buns. But it just goes to show how easy it is to pass a law simply to control behavior that some people find offensive. In fact, you don't even have to break the law in order to get arrested for doing something others find disagreeable. Jeff Olson is facing a 13-year jail sentence for writing anti-bank messages in water-soluble chalk on the sidewalk. And a 14-year-old would never be facing a year of jail time just for refusing to change his shirt if Obama hadn't waged an all-out war against the Second Amendment. And don't even think about bong waterboarding, snarky caricatures of political pundits, or your entire YouTube account will be wiped out. What you're doing today could seem harmless, but a year from now, it could be damaging just based on the whims of those in power. And the police already abuse the immense power that they have. So if the NSA is recording every move that you make, and somewhere along the line, technically everyone is going to break the law, punishment becomes purely selective. Basically, those in power will have whatever they need to punish whoever they like, whenever they choose. So the question shouldn't be, I'm not doing anything wrong, so why should I care if I'm being spied on? The question is, if I am not doing anything wrong, then why the hell do you think you have the right to spy on me? I'm Leanne McAdoo, and this has been an InfoWars Nightly News Alert.
Yeah, well, you have to get a warrant to spy on somebody in any free society, because in every case you get total tyranny if you don't. Now, I'm going to get into the big Second Amendment news and how they're doing victim disarmament when we come back. And the latest on the Zimmerman trial, and then I'm going to your questions at 800-259-9231. I'm Alex Jones. This is InfoWars Live.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until June 30th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Gentlemen, so the RMCP, the Royal Police in Canada, in the town of High River, have set up around the town checkpoints that aren't letting people into it because of some storm damage. And this is 8 days in. The RCMP revealed that officers have seized a substantial amount of firearms from homes in the evacuated town of High River. We just want to make sure that all of those things are in a spot that we control simply because of what they are, said Sergeant Brian Topham. The news didn't sit well with the crowd of frustrated residents who had planned to breach a police checkpoint northwest of the town as an evacuation order stretched into its eighth day. The RMCP revealed Thursday that officers had seized a substantial amount of firearms from the homes in the evacuated town of High River. And it continues. About 30 RCMP officers set up a blockade at the checkpoint, preventing 50 residents from walking into the town. Dozens more police cars, lights on, could be seen lining the streets of the town on standby. Officers lay down a spike belt to stop anyone from attempting to drive past the blockade. The action sent the crowd of residents into a rage. "What's next? Tear gas," shouted one resident. "This is like Nazi Germany. Just taking orders," shouted another. And it just goes on there to break down what's happening. Let's go to one of the local news clips. Here it is.
On Thursday, police revealed they have seized a significant number of firearms from evacuated homes.
We have seized a large quantity of firearms simply because they were left by residents in their places, and they are now secure at the detachment.
That news didn't sit well with an already angry crowd. The confrontation, however, did end peacefully.
And again, they've had some flooding there. That's what's going on. Now they're 8 days into this. And this is what government does now. The town's been dry for 8 days. The people are kept out of the town. And in most experiences, the police, I don't know if these guys will be involved in that. Probably most of them won't be. But in other cases around the world and here in the U.S., they will go through everything. Most people will never get their guns back. And we saw this during Katrina in the high and dry areas. And we saw the police looting all over the place. Now, shifting gears to a video that's gotten a lot of attention. If you're a radio listener, you just search New Jersey home invasion, mother beaten in front of child, and then you'll find the video. But most of you have seen the video of the mother on the couch, and a man comes in and just beats her and beats her and beats her and throws her down the stairs and stomps on her, and it just goes on and on and on, all caught on a nanny cam while it looks like a 3-year-old to 4-year-old child sits there in a catatonic state sucking her thumb, which is normal for a child to do in many cases, especially if they haven't been trained to fight back or resist or hide. That's basically what the child's doing, is hiding in plain view. But as a public, we now have the public doing things like this. And reportedly, if you look at George Zimmerman, who witnesses said was pummeled in the nose and his head bashed into the ground, that he was assaulted. You know, the only question is, should this woman be arrested? Is this a white on black crime? I mean, I want to be politically correct here. Okay. In fact, this woman could probably have been black and they would just say she was white, like George Zimmerman. Being of mixed heritage. And again, for me, racism is nothing but a puppet shill operation to keep us fighting with each other. But I just want to point out that you hardly ever see home invasion footage on the news, and you hardly ever hear them talk about Hispanic on white or black on white crime. In fact, you don't hear about Hispanic on black crime. That's really a big issue. I just look at the statistics in Southern California, because that doesn't fit into the race paradigm. The only people that can be racial and go out and prey on someone is a white person. The only people that can commit crimes are white people. The only people that cheat on their taxes are white people. The only people that don't wipe their hind ends properly are white people. The only people that steal are white people. I want to confess to this, that I agree with MSNBC. I don't like socialist government-run health care and the government having all my health records and sharing them whatever they want. Not because I'm into liberty, because I'm a racist, folks. I want to keep my guns to be able to self-protect myself, but I'm going to make a confession. It's because I'm really racist. Like Michael Moore says, he says, racist white people want their guns. And then they go on and, you know, they've had Fox News and Fox Sports guys say, gun owners are the Klan. You've seen that. And I guess they're actually right. In fact, that woman and her child need to go to prison for racism. I'm being sarcastic, of course, ladies and gentlemen. That lady's a poor victim, and our heart, you know, goes out to her. It's just this stuff goes on and on and on. Okay, I said I'd take calls and take your questions. I'm going to do that now. This is a Friday worldwide edition of the Global Transmission, and we are mainly a radio show. I'd say 95% of our audience, millions and millions every day. But we do have hundreds of thousands that watch the free streams at Infowars.com/show. Free podcast, free iPhone app, free Droid app, all of it listed, the free video stream, right there at Infowars.com/show. And also, we could not do this broadcast without you, the listeners, supporting and spreading word about the transmission. We cannot do the broadcast without the best radio team that I've ever had. And I've had great folks that have come through here in the past. But let me tell you, this crew is just learning and getting better and better, and I'm learning, and we're building a new media system in here, and this is live. This is teleprompter free. And so I just want to say that our entire crew is really kicking butt in there, and our sponsors and our AM and FM affiliates are really kicking butt out there as well. And I want to just ask all of our listeners, especially AM and FM listeners, to tell as many people as you can today about the local affiliates that you're listening to us on, whether it's in Austin, Texas, on 590 AM and 90.1 and 99.7, we're on three stations, or whether it's Chicago on 1530 or all the other affiliates across the United States, whether you're listening in Bakersfield, California, or Victorville, California, or whether you're listening in New York City. Bloomberg bemoaned that we have multiple stations broadcasting into New York City. They just cannot stand it. They can't stand that we're on XM. And a lot's been done to try to get us off of there and all their libertarian and conservative broadcasts. The big changes are coming next month. I haven't seen anybody even talk about this. But then I've also been contacted by other groups at XM that intend to try to continue to carry the show starting in July. But it's not just going to be my show that's scheduled. It's most talk radio, most libertarian and conservative talk in a shakeup at XM are to be taken off. I can't believe nobody's talked about this yet, because I quite frankly don't want to get in the middle of it and you know, make some of the patriots at XM and Sirius, just good people in every organization, angry at me. But it's not pointed at Infowars.com. It is pointed at, yeah, there I am on America's Talk on XM. There's a big shakeup. Yeah, well, I'm not even going to get into it, because I've got like vice presidents and people I've been supposed to call for 2 weeks at XM and have meetings, and I just don't even have time to mess with it. And they're trying to figure out how to keep us on there, because they know a lot of subscribers are there because of Genesis shows. And what's being looked at is a whole channel for GCN and things like that. But here's the deal. I'm too busy on air. I'm too busy doing news research. I'm too busy paying the bills. I'm too busy doing HR stuff around the office to, again, mess with the affiliate relations. Genesis is doing that, doing a great job. My only point is that there's a lot of people in the power structure, you know, Bloomberg basically, saying, why is he on XM? He shouldn't be on there. Now, there's cover stories trying to shut down our free speech. Michael Moore complained about a video exposing him as a redcoat, and that video's been taken down. There's hundreds of examples a month now of the dirty tricks and all the stuff we go through so you don't get to hear this show. Okay? So the answer to their 1984 is 1776. The answer to their behavior is for us to take action that much more. The answer to the fact that they don't want us on the air and they're doing everything they can to block us is for everybody to sponsor our local AM and FM affiliates. And for everybody to spread the word about the broadcast, and for people to support the show, because it's growing. But it's like we're going into the wind here, we're moving forward, but still, if we didn't have so much resistance, we would explode. And we would really be able to turn the tide. And we're doing it, but not enough. I mean, I just burn to beat these people. I burn to be able to reach people and warn them that, hey, you know the Gardasil vaccine doesn't protect you from most strains of the papillomavirus and causes autoimmune diseases on record in the studies and even has killed a bunch of people. Hey, did you know the fluoride they put in the water isn't even calcium fluoride that you need a little bit of? It's deadly fluoride. Hey, did you know? I just want to warn people. I just want the evil to stop. I can't stand watching bad guys get away with stuff. You ever had somebody lie about you? You ever somebody make stuff up about you that's totally untrue and it really gets you angry? I've gotten to the point where I can handle that to myself personally. And I've learned to just think of how sad those people must be and how pathetic. But when I watch them abusing innocent people, and when I watch organized crime in government and corporations getting away with bloody murder, man, I want it to stop. And I know you want it to stop. So let's just spread the word. Get InfoWars magazine. Give it to everybody you know. The current July issue is on NSA spying, what it's really behind it, how it's a takeover of the internet, a takeover of the real economy, a control grid to be able to corner the stock market and other markets for insiders that have access. hundreds of corporations, well, they said thousands, but really it's hundreds from my intel, that have actual access to everybody's info and huge computers to crunch it all. This is a technotronic nightmare, and it exposes it, and there are 10 bumper stickers inside, big petroleum-based, the kind that lasts for years, high-quality bumper stickers, even better than the last round of stickers. Buy them in bulk at cost, InfoWarsStore.com. All right, I'm done ranting about that. It's just it's time to get really aggressive with the New World Order. I want to see them beat. So bad that everybody knows that we're really riling the system up. They're attacking us every day in major publications. We get death threats, dirty tricks, everything else. And I'm just all in. I mean, I'm all into this fight, kicking, jabbing, punching, biting, snapping, gouging eyes out politically. I mean, I am just in a skull-hammering frenzy against the enemy. And I want to see you be released against them, and I want to overrun them and just have victory and restore the republic. Ugh. Let's go to Alex in Illinois. What is your question today, sir? We're taking questions. Thank you for calling.
Hey, Alex. This is Alex from Chirac again. I called you 3 months ago on April 28th asking about the rabbit hole, and though I disagree with your answer, I had a follow-up question.
How do you disagree with my answer? I mean, I said at the bottom of the rabbit hole is evil and corruption and people that are wicked and death. I mean, what do you think is at the bottom of the rabbit hole?
I think it goes a little bit deeper beyond just existence stuff here on this plane. But I wanted a follow-up question of how far do you think America has sunken into the rabbit hole right now?
Well, it's a paradox. I mean, people are kind of waking up because it's gotten so surreal. But will they wake up all the way and put the brakes on this before they're being carted off to be, you know, shot in mass graves? Will America, you know, lay there and take a beating? Will America go into a catatonic state of learned helplessness and Stockholm syndrome? And so I think that is to be governed by those of us that are somewhat awake. How energetic, how aggressive will we get? I mean, I know I'm independent. I know I started my own media operation that reaches 15 million people a week conservatively, with my bootstraps and with other people that agreed with me and supported what I was doing. So I know, because I don't have some high view of myself, I know there are people out there listening right now that if they set on a mission to expose the globalist, they will do it. We will bring them down. It is a will issue. Do we have unshakable, unflagging, total will? The globalists have a strong will, but they're scared now. They can feel cracks in their arm in this arm wrestling contest. I'm telling you, we can jerk their arm out of their bloody socket like Beowulf to Grendel if we just decide to do it. I mean, I'm telling you, they can feel their arm starting to tear out right now. Okay? And I'm telling you, we just keep ripping, it's going to come out. You got to decide to rip their arm out of their socket politically. You got to decide with the moral authority to get back in their face. That's why they're so over the top right now. They are scared to death because when we take this country back, they're all going to prison. God bless you, Alex. Rod in France. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Bonjour, Alex, mon frère. I hope you're doing well. You're a little bit out of control there today. We might have to get you on some psychotropic drugs and get you to start drinking some water with some hydrofluorosilicic acid, I think.
Yeah, I need to get into a trance state and just feel all good about everything and not pay attention to the rising waters of tyranny around me. What's your question, brother?
Yeah, okay. Well, I've got some stuff on things that I think people should know about, and I don't have the answers to them, and I thought maybe you could help me. It's kind of state versus federal laws. As far as the National Guard goes, you know, the National Guard is supposed to be protecting the state and is under the control of the government. If there was an all-out, you know, huge crisis nationally, and I guess the federal government can call on the National Guard, but if the state wants to use the National Guard for its own protection at the same time, who has the supreme authority over that?
That's right. If the federal government won't do its job, it is the job under the Constitution for the states to put troops on the border. It is the job of the states to protect themselves. And they're trying to federalize the Guard. It used to be totally a state group. Now they've quasi-federalized it. Now they're totally federalizing it. And that's part of the state nullification process. But to really nullify the federal government, we have to point out it's not even a question of the federal government. It is now a globalist government at the executive and bureaucratic level under UNESCO. I mean, here's an example out of Canada. Calgary floods spotlight cities' costly failure to plan for climate change. It's been proven that change is the only constant. It's been proven there's always bad weather in different parts of the world. But they say anytime there's a flood that it's because we're using carbon dioxide that they want to tax. Meanwhile, they're engaged in giant geoengineering programs, but won't say what that's about. And then I point out geoengineering programs, and the media says that I'm saying Obama sent a tornado to Oklahoma when I never said that. I'm saying there are geoengineering programs. So they've been proven in their own universities in the UN 4 years ago to be lying about the carbon garbage and admitting it's about global governance and taxes. I mean, the president makes money off the carbon taxes. Carbon dioxide is much lower than it's been for hundreds of thousands of years. You can look that up. But they just sit there telling you, CO2's way up. You know, we're all dead. It's deadly. Yay, take our liberties away. We'll be back with more calls. Stay with us.
We all know the terrible damage that viruses and bacteria can inflict in the human body. Dozens of diseases are caused by infectious organisms, and now the emergence of superbugs that are resistant to antibiotics poses an even bigger threat to our safety. Don't wait for the medical world to discover a new treatment for the latest superbug. It's important to realize that a simple, safe, and effective alternative already exists. Supernatural Silver. Advances in silver technology have given us a silver solution that is effective against these pathogens. Supernatural Silver can help the body fight against the diseases that can endanger your health and well-being. Taken internally or used topically, Supernatural Silver can give your immune system the support it needs. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and give you and your loved ones a fighting chance. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code SUMMER2013 for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. Get SimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
A White House apology group, Salon, did a hit piece yesterday that I saw this morning where they were claiming that I'm basically homophobic, to use their term, where they set all the parameters. No, I said I turn on television and they're attacking biological families, the nuclear family. Everybody knows that's all over TV. Everybody knows that there's a demonization by Hollywood and an attempt to sexualize children, both heterosexually and homosexually. And the political correctness says don't even use the word homosexual. It's like saying don't use the word the Caucasus Mountains, so Caucasoids or white people. I mean, it's just, you know, I mean, I guess if I call, you know, a bird by its scientific name, it's racist. Anything ignorant masses of people don't know now is racist, basically, or bigoted. And the article says there's no evidence that estrogen mimickers are hurting anybody. So I've got pharmacist Ben Fuchs coming on, and I'll show you about 10 mainstream and alternative news articles and studies with estrogen mimickers just causing mass death. I mean, that's a well-known fact. And thank God we've gotten Target and other places to bring in plastics that don't have it and cookware that isn't lined with it. And again, they're so mad I'm talking about this, they go, that guy hates gay people. Hey, man, if you think breast, I mean, next I hate women because I don't want to get breast cancer. The article actually says that there's no evidence that estrogen mimickers are hurting anybody. Well, at least you admit they're in the food and stuff. At least I got them to do that. I mean, this is incredible. And the truth is, it's the White House science czar. He wrote about it in EcoScience. They're putting additives and everything to mess with us. It's Brave New World. It's on record. I mean, next, am I anti-gay because I don't want people to get brain cancer from sodium fluoride? I mean, what does that have to do with it? What does that, but this is what they do. So let me go into your phone calls. And then ex-Chicago cop Zimmerman acquittal to cause race riots. I saw this article this morning by Paul Watson and thought it was important. And there are a lot of people saying on Twitter and Facebook everywhere that they're planning to riot and kill whites. And, I mean, I guess that's probably a good idea. I mean, whites are bad. So I don't want to be politically incorrect. So all whites should report to giant wood chippers at sports stadiums to be fed in to prove you're not racist. I mean, I'm just so sick of this, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, are white people going to riot because a black guy's on tape beating a white woman? I bet he'd have beat anybody he was coming there to beat up. But, I mean, I'm going to tell you, you know, most women I know, regardless of what color they were, would have fought back. Just pretty amazing. Pretty amazing to see that footage. We're calling it, you know, more proof that Obama's gun control is working because they've taken all the guns basically in New Jersey. And so we're going to be breaking that down. Let's jam in one question right now. I'm going to come back, take more calls, and get to our guest. Mitch in California, what's your question, sir?
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Well, I'm just realizing how bad it is that I'm a white person.
So I had a question for you. You've always said that, like, on record, it's been for years and years, all these plans. And a lot of times, I've been awake for years, but a lot of times when I try and awake people, I'll show them your show, and it's just, it's too much for them. They're not down the rabbit hole enough, I guess, to really understand what you're talking about. And I'm wondering if there's any articles that you have or any books, kind of like a conspiracy 101, something that would...
Yeah, I think the Obama deception or a film like Endgame, those are, I mean, they're hardcore. They're very hard to believe, but they have online bibliographies, like whatistheendgame.com, so they can document it. But I found you couldn't wake the sheeple up to why is it bad for police during a flood to go door-to-door and confiscate guns. You know, maybe they can understand, hey, why didn't they do it before? Because all you do is set up checkpoints and stop looting. You don't go into people's houses and then you rob them so someone else doesn't rob them. See, logic is an enemy. We're never going to get the general sheeple. They're going to go off and die of fluoride poisoning. We're reaching out to those that can understand this.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.